I have worked on, because now they've announced it, and that's partly why we had this conversation today, is because they've now announced that, the new version of the Abbey Road album is coming. I've worked with Giles and Sam, who've, you know, they remixed Sgt.
Pepper. With Sam O'Kell, right?
Yeah, Sam O'Kell. Mm-hmm. And they did the White album last year, and then this year we've Abbey Road. And
so you've done the mastering
amazing.
For this? Oh,
yes,
great.
That's done. I've even got in my hand, as I'm talking to you, I have the first finished copy. It just came off the press. I got it the other day. Had to check it over for Universal, check they're all happy with it. Because obviously they're going to make thousands and thousands of these. And if there's a problem, they don't want to have thousands and thousands of records with faults on them. So that's done. And it's, I mean, it's such a great record. It's interesting because when you listen to that album, you can hear the Beatles are kind of, they all know the whole thing's coming to an
end. Yeah, that is going to be the last.
Everyone's working hard. I genuinely think they succeeded. You know, you can hear that they're all working together. It's all four of them jamming in the studio. You know, that wasn't, people sort of say, oh, they all work separately. No, they didn't. They worked together. Side two of Abbey Road, that's got to be the best side two of any album in the history of rock music, hasn't it, really? You think about all the songs that are on that. You know, Here Comes the Sun,
yes.
Because Mr. Mustard, Polythene Pants, yeah. Came in through the bathroom
You Never
window,
Give Me Your Money.
It's just the end. Yeah, You Never Give Me all your Loving. I mean, it's just...
Is it the best-sounding record, Beatles record, for you? Because it was done in stereo, right? Just at the beginning.
Yeah, they didn't do any mono. It's funny, isn't it? When they made Sgt. Pepper, just 2 years before Abbey Road, mono was the number one format. By the time they got to Abbey Road, they didn't even mix a mono version. They only did stereo. Yeah, it sounds great. And Giles and Sam have done some incredible work on this remix. I mean, you know, they kept changing things as well. I mean, it was all done and finished. And they said, can you do another session? I said, yeah, why? I thought we're done. Yeah, we are done, but we've just done a new mix of Come Together. I said, oh, really? You sure? I said, yeah. And I put it on, and I thought, yeah, it's better. So it was already good, and they made it even better. So it just sounds, wow, just incredible. You know, it does not sound 50 years old.
No, never, of course. I'm just curious of the system that you had all three adopted. So they worked together on the mix and then they gave you that product to carve it.
To master.
Mastering
and then cut the lacquer, the record masters, yeah. Yeah. So all the formats that are coming out, even the streaming formats, I've mastered them from their mixes. I also did the cutting for the vinyl, so that obviously, again, half speed.
Congratulations. So. How long did you work on that?
So much work. I cannot believe how many versions there are. Mm-hmm. I think we're up to that. And 8 versions have come together and they tweak it and they change it. And then what happens is it's not just a case of if I'm happy with it and Giles and Sam are happy. It then has to go to the board. Now, the board is Paul and Ringo and Olivia Harrison and Yoko Ono. And they have to all approve it. And that's how the Beatles always worked. Whenever they made a record, all four had to agree. And if anyone said, I don't like this, it doesn't come out. So, you know, if let's say Yoko said, I don't like this, then that would have been that. It would have been stopped. So it goes to them. And then we have to make a change because there's been a request from one of them about, can you just try something different? So we do that. Mm-hmm. So it goes backwards and forwards lots and lots of times. And then when everybody in the band is happy, it then goes to the head boss of Apple, a guy called Jeff Jones, and he had to approve it. I'd find it hard for him to say no.
And if all said one, yes, once but, everybody...
You know, in theory, he is the last person to something or request a change. If all five of those people have given it a tick, then it moves ahead. They just give me a hard drive with all the tracks on. Mm-hmm. But the mixes were changing all the time. So I'd do it. It may be 2 weeks will go by and they'll say, yeah, we like these ones. Can you change that? And there's a new mix for these two tracks. And then it would just, we go round. And, you know, I think I was up to about the 10th version. The first version I did was the first one. And then there were 9 revisions thereafter. It could be a revision of the whole album or a revision of 2 or 3 tracks and then moves on, you know. So,
you know, each sound on that album, by now.
Yeah, I know it really well. I know it really well. But it's probably before I started working. I mean, I've always liked that album, but my heart was probably more into Sgt. Pepper because it's the one I grew up with when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But having heard Abbey Road so many times, say it's my favourite now. It's just, it really is an amazing album.